4. Kimmy, a long time ago. Mama was worried, which was like saying the bitter gourd was bitter. It was, to use one of Mama's own phrases, stating the obvious, and to throw in one of Papa's phrases, just her natural state. Mama always worried. Kimmy had come home from school and sneezed. 3 times. Usually one sneeze was bad enough, but sneezing 3 times around Mama was inviting the big box. Mama's father had been a Raj Vaidya, a grand master of Ayurvedic medicine. Kimmy had never met her grandfather. He had died just after Mama had become pregnant with Kimmy. It was a story Mama could never tell without needing to dab her nose and eyes with her embroidered handkerchief. But then the story of Kimmy's birth was one no one ever seemed capable of telling without tears. The part of the story Kimmy had not been able to piece together, because stories like this did not come with a question-answer section, was what her birth had to do with her grandfather's death. All Kimmy knew was that the two things were related. The big box was her grandfather's legacy to Mama. The servants weren't allowed to touch the leather-bound trunk with its 2 shiny brass latches. Iron locks hung by the latches, and the keys always hung by Mama's waist, along with the cluster of keys she tucked into her sari with a large silver key hook. The hook, with its bells and embossed statue of Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, had been in Mama's family for centuries, mothers passing it down to daughters from generation to generation. According to Mama, this was the rarest of things, because most family treasures were passed down from father to son or mother to daughter-in-law. Kimmy loved to run her fingers over the time-worn silver when she hugged Mama. No matter how hot it got, the key hook remained cool to the touch. When Mama moved through the house, the tinkling sound of the bells mixed with the muted jangle of the keys. It was possibly Kimmy's favorite sound in all the world. Inside the big box were all the herbs and remedies her grandfather had mixed into potions that could cure everything.